Hi all. In ancient India, housekeeping was a fundamental aspect of daily life, as evident from historical texts and scriptures. The Vedas, written between 1500 BC to 500 BC, provided detailed guidelines on cleanliness and sanitization. The Rig Veda emphasizes the importance of cleanliness in maintaining physical and spiritual well-being. In traditional household, women held responsible for managing the domestic chores, including sweeping, cleaning, and organizing. They use the natural materials like as neem leaves or a cow dung for cleaning purposes, which also held disinfectant properties. During various dynasties and emperors such as Maurya, Gupta, and Mughal, housekeeping evolved into a more sophisticated art, especially within the royal court. The opulent places and the forts were maintained by the large retinue of servants of housekeepings who meticulously attended for every aspect of cleanliness and hospitality. Housekeeping in a traditional India homes was guided by a Vastu principle, determining the placement of rooms, furnitures, and even the direction of sweeping to maintain the harmonious environment. With the arrival of European power in India during the colonial era, there was an introduction of new housekeeping technique and products. British influence brought modern cleaning tools, detergents, and sanitization practices, gradually replacing the traditional method. Indian household embraced this advancement, combining with the age-old practices to create a unique blend of housekeeping customs. So this is Dr. Nisha Tatkar making you go through the hotel accountancy, in what way the hospitalization business has been evolved and in what way we have to maintain the accountancy statements of hotel business, that we are going to see throughout this particular subject. Now, the way I have given you the introduction, hotel industry has been evolved slowly from the 18th century in Indian territory. The process of managing the hotel financial records, performances, as well as the cash flow would be the part of this particular subject. It may involve tracking the income and expenses accounts, analyzing the performance on the basis of balance sheet, also forecasting in what way the revenue would be generated for the purpose of the hotel industry. So budgeting plays an important role while maintaining the hotel industry's accounts. With the help of budgeting, we can forecast that in what way the revenue may come in, and in relation to that, we may plan our expenditures. So that's the way the hotel accounting industry can be worked out from the profitable angle. The objectives of this chapter would be understanding the core Indian hotel industry's landscape. Next, analyzing the current status and what would be the growth prospects of the Indian hospitality industry. Identifying the target market for various hotel categories, if it would be a boutique hotel, if it is going to be a luxury hotel, and if it is going to be a budget-friendly hotel, what are the categories that have been evolved and how we're going to maintain the accounting of the same, that also we would be seeing through this. And at last, we would be also looking into the government regulations on tourism and in what way the tax is being imposed on the hotel operations and finance. Now let's take a look into the overall hotel industry. So historically viewed as a luxury business focused only on a foreign exchange. The word hotel appeared much glamorous in references. However, initially they were referred to as a residence of rich and a prominent person. By 1820, hotels become an acceptable term to describe place where people stayed for night, took their meals against payment. With the growth of industry and with the growth of the hotel overall, the people started considering the accommodation also grown in a many fold. Chambers' 20th century directory or dictionary described hotel as a superior house for accommodation of strangers. Webster Dictionary describes hotel as building institution providing dining meals and services for the people. Hotel Properties Act 1956 describes hotel as an establishment held out by proprietor as offering food, drink, and if so, required sleeping accommodation without special contract to any traveler presenting himself who appears and able to willingly pay for a reasonable sum of the services and the facilities provided to him. The first stage of the hotel industry comes as Atithi Devo Bhava principle, which means an unannounced guest should be accorded the status of the god. In the 18th century, there were plenty travels in the country where travelers from long distance took shelters and food. During this period, a number of dharmashala were built by the kings, encouraging the travelers all over the country. Apart from dharmashala, sarais were also introduced by the Mughal rulers, which provided the best possible facilities like food and accommodation to a traveler. After this, the British came to India and sarai took the form of the Western style hotel in the important cities like as India, important cities in India like as Mumbai and Kolkata. During this period, on one hand, you will find Western style hotels for foreigners, and on the other hand, you will see Indian style hotels for the people belonging to the upper and middle class income group. The old type of dharmashala were still having their importance to serve the needs and requirement of the poor classes. In the 19th century, Western style residential hotels were developed in India by British and Swiss families, mainly for their own use or for the foreign visitors. Mr. Palonji Pastanji is been called as the pioneer of the Western style hotel in India, who opened the first Western style hotel under the name British Hotel in the 19th century. After that, in the 20th century, many hotels came into picture and loudly they have started establishing their business one by one in our country. So basically, nowadays we considered the hotel business from the angle of the foreign exchange. It employs nearly 0.15 million people. So employment opportunity also is tremendous. One more angle is that during 1982, Asian Games were being played in our territory. And the 1991, the economy has been opened up. We have come up with the LPG policy. And through that, many of the foreign tourists started coming and the growth of the hotel industry was exponential. Commonwealth Games held in 2010 also supported and boosted the hotel business in many folds. Boosts from a low-cost flights as well as open skies policy by which the travelers can frequently started flying and maintaining visiting and maintaining their way so as to visiting different countries has further contributed for the growth of hotel and the housekeeping industry. So let's go with the definition of the hotel industry. It can be defined as an establishment whose primary purpose is to provide the accommodation, maybe one night, two night, as per the requirement of the customer, so as for the bona fide traveler. Now, who is the bona fide traveler? Bona fide traveler are those who may be carrying some identity proof, who may be considered as the resident of some other nation. If they'll be carrying the passport and a visa, they'll be called as the bona fide traveler. And they'll be availing such other services like as the food, beverages, housekeeping, laundry, and other uniformed services that has been offered. This is what is the generic definition of the hotel. There are many definitions available every now and then, but this is what is the exclusive definition in which we try to combine the rest all definition into hotel. The hotel industry can be classified in a number of ways. So on the basis of the standard classification by the government committee, we do have 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, 4-star, like as we can add on the deluxe as well as the heritage and a heritage grand kind of a thing. Then on the basis of the size as well, we can do the further classification. On the basis of a location, that if it is being located within the town, if it is being located in the outskirt, if it is being located nearby the airport area, or maybe a resort or on the surface of the water, that all has been covered in this particular category. Then we have the clientele. So on the basis of the client, we would be doing the bifurcation. Duration, how much period the customer would be spending in that particular room, on that basis we can do the categorization. What kind of a service has been rendered, on that basis as well the classification can be done over here. The ownership, if it is being owned or if it is being managed by the rent, if it is on the franchisee or if it is on the contract or if it is on the timeshare condominium act, that also would be considered. There would be some other alternative accommodation as well would be arranged, that has been called as the Sarai, Dharmashala, Tag Bungalow and all, which would be available at a concessional area for the poor category of the customer. So classification of the hotels. So hotels are being classified so as to help the tourist, so as to find the best way to satisfy their needs. So why this would be classified? There are only three needs that are being underlined for the purpose of classification of the hotel. First is so as to ensure the consistency. As per river requirement, the consistency of the service that has been provided by the hotel can be maintained. Offer insight into the variety. So it shouldn't be a customized service. It should be a variety oriented service that can be provided or that can be satisfying the need of the customer. And also overall the quality and the control can be maintained. So based on these all aspects, we would be doing the hotel classification one by one. So let's go ahead with the star system, that is a standard classification. In India, we do have the HARC committee, that is Hotel Restaurant Approval and a Classification Committee. That company evaluates and accordingly they give the stars to the hotels on the basis of the amenities and the add-on services that are being provided. So 1-star hotel would be a simplistic hotel in which the owner himself might have converted his house into a small scale household hoteling business. So it may not be having much of services. The routine regular homestay would be offered over here without any amenities as such. In 2-star hotel, somewhat add-on services like as the attached or a separate bathroom or a toilets along with a shower facility would be added. Meals wouldn't be provided in room. There would be a common center available over there. The clientels can have their meals. In a 3-star hotel, somewhat additional services would be provided. There might be a reception counter as well separately available for the purpose of billing and add-on services. In a 4-star hotel, you will see some kind of additional services like as a laundry, like as the reception, like as the separate spa, like as the separate massage center. And in 5-star hotel, you will see all the international kind of the facilities, including the swimming pool, including the foreign exchange counter, including a special reception counter maintained country-wise so as to satisfy the need if the language variation would be a concern. So 5-star hotels especially concentrate a lot on the foreign exchange services, whereas 1-star, 2-star and a 3-star hotel meant for the domestic travelers in which the individual household can be converted into a hotel format. But yes, four-star and a five-star hotel need to go ahead with the hotel restaurant approval and a classification committee licenses so as to run their business in a long way. On the basis of the size as well, we would be having the classification. So you can count few hotels as the small hotels if the rooms are less than 25. In America, you will see the standard goes to 150 rooms. In medium hotels, the room ranges from 25 to 100, whereas in America, it may range from 150 to 300. The large hotels may be having 300 plus rooms in Indian context, whereas in American context, it might be 600 plus rooms. Very large hotel, over there would be a floor, and on the basis of the floor, the room allocation would be given. So if your room number is 321, it must be located at the third floor. If your room number is 761, it must be located at the seventh. So that maybe most of the time would be available with a four-star, five-star, and the three-star hoteling, in which there would be a grand reception and the grand coming and going of the hotel in a manifold customer visits. Now, on the basis of the location, we can do the hotel bifurcation. If the hotel is located in the heart of the city, it will be called as the downtown hotel. The way it is, the example I can give is about the Marigold Hotel, which is located in Hyderabad, the Taj Hotel, which is located in the heart of the Mumbai, that is at the Church Gate area, the suburban hotels that have been located not in the town but in the outskirt of the city, they might be offering some concessional rate because they are not located into a proper city, or sometimes customer do not want to have the chaotic situation and they wanted to enjoy the peaceful stay, and therefore they preferred so as to go into the outskirt hotel. So few of the examples are witnessed over here on the slide: JP Palace or Novotel Airport or the HICC Hyderabad. The airport hotels are the hotels that have been located in the vicinity of the airport. So those who travel frequently and those who wanted to change the flight, they preferred the airport hotels. So few of the examples as well I've tried to give you. The motels is been called as the hotels that are providing the services to the motor by riding people. So those who would be traveling continuously via the motors, for them the motels kind of hotels have been available. They have been generally located at the highways so that the travelers can park their motor and use this kind of services so as to have the overnight stay. So the KTDC Kerala would be one of the example of this. Floating hotels, so you can witness the surface of the water is being utilized, and the Shikara is one of the example of that would be available in the Dal Lake, Kashmir. So floatel hotel is also available in Kolkata. Then we have the boatels are generally available in two seaways. So the cruise lines, especially nowadays, it had become a trend so as to celebrate the birthdays and the engagement ceremony on the cruise. So the cruise provide a small room in which there might be a staying facility along with a gala dinner facility provided. So this is the way we can underline different types of hotels. We do have a G resorts, in which the resorts that have been located at an exotic point, such as the beach or a hill station or a forest or islands or nearby spas, they have been known for the heritage converted resorts. So we do have Bhavani Island that is being located at Vijayawada, Hotel Harita that has been located at the Telangana. We do have a Rotels. This is the novel varieties. Our hotels are located on the wheels. So you must be knowing that Deccan Odyssey or the Palace on Wheels, earlier Rajdhani Express was also being called as the Rotels. So it is the railway line which provide the service of the hoteling, or a hotel kind of a service provided during the journey on the wheels. So that is also one of the bifurcation of the hotel industry. So on the basis of the length of stay as well, we can further bifurcate the hotel. The extended stay hotels in which you might be meant to stay for one or more month. So the kitchenette facility would be available over here. So utensils, the cleanly basins or a sink would be available. So over here you have to carry your own kitchen material. The utensils would be provided by the hotel providers. So Hare Krishna Orchid Residential Retreat, Mathura, would be one of the example of this. Semi-extended hotel stay, in which it might be a combination of the kitchen, or you can buy in if you don't want to cook. So it is not having that much amenities the way the normal kitchen have, but it may govern or give you a few extended or say a most requirement element, like as the oven or one chimney along with the one gas stove, so that you can just heat your meals. You cannot actually cook as such, because many of the utensils may not be provided the way it has been provided into an extended hotel stay. The brief stay hotel, it might be for the few hours, just so as to manage the time between your connecting journey, you might be saying. So at that time, we would be having a brief stay hotel. Generally, this kind of a facility also might be provided by the airline itself if there would be a long distance between two connecting flights. The level of services, we do have a world-class services hotel. They may provide a club floor facility, or they may be having a tower kind of a facility, the way we have the twin tower in Malaysia. So over there as well, you can stay, you can book your room. So that kind of a facility as well would be provided in the historical attraction of that particular country. Mid-market or the mid-range service hotel. So this kind of hotel would be available into the mid of the market, so that you do not have to roam much for doing shopping. So you can go to Thailand, you will see that many of the hotels have been located during in between the shopping area, by which it would be very easy for the customer, so as to go in the market and do the shopping. Economy or limited service hotel. In this, it would be a budget friendly kind of a stuff provided. There would be any swimming pool, there wouldn't be any spa, but it is going to give you a basic service of the room and the mat facility, hot water along with a shower attached, and also few of the meals that may be available at the common food area. The classification on the basis of the own ownership. So chain hotels, hotel ownership can take in a number of forms. So they can have their chain of the hotels. They can establish the chain of the hotels in a different city, different country. We can have an independent hotel. This is might be a family owned. You'll see, especially in Goa, there are a number of families who would be running the independent hotel facility. So these are being individually operated. They do not require to confirm any policies and procedures. Franchisees. So an individual may be wanted to open the franchisee of some other hotel property. So they can also enter into an agreement with that hotel company, and they can invest into a franchising business of that particular hotel. The individual entity is known as a franchisee, and the hotel company is being known as a franchisor in this particular case. So Hilton, Marriott, ISGs are the few examples of the franchising hoteling. Then we do have a management contract. So few of the hotels are owned by somebody else and managed by somebody else. So at that time, both these parties would be entering into a contracts. So contract have been signed between the individual property owner and a hotel management company, so as to run the day-to-day administration as well as the management of that hotel. There might be a time sharing hotels as well. So individual guest purchase the ownership of a particular unit or a resort for some defined period of the year and will occupy that unit during that particular period only. So after completion of that particular period, they will not be continuing their managing of the hotel service. The owner would be somewhat taking managing of the hotel, or he may search out some other person so as to run that particular hotel. based on the clientele. So commercial hotels situated in the heart of the city may be giving a commercial kind of a services. Those who frequently travel for the purpose of the commercial purpose, especially for the business purpose, for them this kind of a hotels are being maintained. Convention hotels may be for the business travelers and offer services such as sometimes the business people may need a secretarial assistance. As and when we are going to travel offshore, language is an important barrier. So some hotels may provide the language translator service. Maybe we wanted to receive number of official documents. So at that time, a printer or a fax machine or a proper computer room along with a telecommunication network or the conference room as well would be provided. So as per the client requirement, customization can be offered in the hotel industry. Suite hotel, in which you can book a big suite which is going to give you a deluxe kind of a services, in which might be a kitchenette also attached, and this hotels may be also called as a apartment hotels. Few of the examples have been given over here. Casino hotels, recently the news has come that Thailand has been allowing casino as the open kind of a business by which they can generate maximum foreign exchange. So hotel which provide the gambling facilities have been called as the casino hotels. The Zuri White Sand or a Goa resort and a casinos, these all are the hotels that have been especially maintained for this kind of a purpose. Then we have a transit hotel, in which the short stay of the hotel situated in the transit zone, like as an airport and a highways, would be covered. So it might be for the small period of a time, so as to cover the connecting flight time. This hotel have been meant for. Based on the theme, like eco-tels, these all are the eco-friendly hotel. So all the eco-friendly things have been utilized. Even you will see the utensils have been made with muds. And the natural cleaning calamities have been utilized while maintaining this. Boutique hotel, they have been especially nowadays we have come up with the exotic marriage functions. So mostly boutique hotels that have been located in the outskirt area, they have been booked for the purpose of the marriage ceremony. So they do have an exceptional accommodation as well as the furniture which is quite attractive, and they might be having a big open hall area in which the marriage functions might be considered. There are a few hotels which provide exclusive spa services. They have been known for the spa services. So especially if you'll go to Kerala, you will see the therapy oriented services that have been provided by the hotels. So they have been known for their massage by using the natural ingredients like as neem oil and all that stuff. So Ananda Spa in Himalaya has been most popular spa that have been located. So along with that, now let's analyze which all are the different laws that have been considered as and when you have been entering into a hotel industry business. First of all, hotel industry has been considered as the luxury kind of a service. And therefore, by default, Luxury Tax Act would be applicable over here. They have been subject to the state act and they levy the tax on the luxury product that have been utilized in the hotel stay. Then, as the hotel industry also provide the food and a dining facility, so Prevention of the Food Adulteration Act and the Food Safety and a Standard Act and the Prevention of Food Adulteration Rule also been followed, so as to see that the hygiene and a quality of the food that has been served in that hotel industry has been properly maintained. This act is subject to a central governance. Then we have the Central Excise Act over here. So excise duty on the pastries and a cake that have been served without any boundaries, they have been covered over here. The State Excise Act as well to certain extent would be considered as and when we would be having a sale of a liquor in that particular territory of the hotel. Service tax that is levied under the Finance Act 1994, it is again covering under the subject of Central Act. They levy the service on the banquet services or banquet kind of a facilities that have been provided, like as the cleaning services, laundry services, and like as that. Shop and Establishment Act for catering the establishment, that is the regulation of the working of the hotels. So they have to obtain the license and they have to be catering to this Shop and Establishment Act. Value added tax, the VAT, the levy of the tax on the food and other kind of goods, like as the bed sheet or the liners or the towel that have been sold, that have been considered over here. Standard Weight and a Measurement Act, to establish the standards and a weight and a measures, that in what way they provide, that all services would be taken into consideration. Contract labor, of course, there would be many of the employees that have been recruited via the hotel industry. So they've been covered under the Labor Contract Act, that have been subject to the Central Act. Besides that, the food and beverage cost is one of the important business of the hotel industry. So they do cover the perishable as well as the grocery material. It may include the crockery, cutlery and other kind of silverware that have been continuously provided for the presentation of the dining area. The kitchen requisites, including the cleaning supplies, like what are the sweep utensils we would be utilizing, or what are the cleaning measures we would be taking, that all would be counted in the food and beverage cost. The fuel, so as to cook the food, we may utilizing some natural gas or some cooking gas, so that also counted under the food and beverage cost. Audio and video, if we would be providing that kind of a services, so as to have a look into a kitchen area, or so as to have the dinner served in which there would be a continuous audio video going on, so that also would be included. The normal audit, continuous normal audit checks would go on into this particular area. There would be a daily reconciliation, counting the LIFO as well as the FIFO method, by which the last in, come in, or the first in, first out kind of a methodology has been adopted, so that the perishable goods can be maintained in his hygiene and standard quality. Stock in the kitchen stewarding as well as the memorandum of record has been continuously given over here. So this is what is fear of the demonstration, that in what way the hotel may be provided. So this is what is the single room, this is the double room, the twin room, in which there you will see that there would be a separation of the bed. Twin double room as well would be available, in which you will see that a double bed but in the same room. So this kind of a facility would be available into a 4 as well as the 5 star hotel industry. Then we have a Hollywood style of a twin room. Again, this kind of a facility is available only into a 5-star oriented hotel room. So this is the duplex room. So 1+1. So you will see that above as well. So as and when you would be living for the long stay, so this kind of a rooms would be providing you the kitchenette facility as well. So if you would be staying from month or more along with the kitchen facility, you may enjoy the duplex room. The beach cabana, the way I've said that nowadays marriage is been considered as one of the important ceremony, and many of the rich family preferred this kind of a facilities so as to engage the relatives into an altogetherly different experience. Thus, this kind of a service as well is being provided. So these all are the number of amenities that have been provided by the hotel industries, and the cost of these all kind of amenities by default included into the service that has been provided by the hotel industries. Mostly you will see these all facilities have been provided by the 4-star as well as the 5-star hotel, whereas the normal hotel 4-star, 2-star do not at all provided this kind of the add-on services. Plus, you will see the telephone or the intercom or the coffee as well as the kettle so as to make the hot water every now and then. This kind of a facility is also. So here we end the first topic. Let's move on towards our second topic of the day. Thank you.